Hi,
I'm Madison Schofield.
And I'm Taylor Bryant.
And this is our podcast on gun control in America, or more specifically, the problems with it.
I disagree. And obviously, my first claim is going to be the Second Amendment, because taking away our gun rights is downright violating that. In fact, in a 2002 ABC News poll, almost three-fourths of Americans believed that this amendment is in place purely to protect the individual's rights to own guns.
Then again, the Second Amendment was written in 1791, when guns were single-shot and the main source of food in America was hunting. Therefore, they were needed. But America has drastically changed since then, and our laws should change and adapt too.
Yes, but our whole entire way of life is based around that Constitution. We shouldn't change something that's protecting us. Without that amendment, 200,000 women every year wouldn't be protecting themselves against sexual abuse like they can with our amendment. We don't change the First Amendment when someone yells fire in a movie theater and causes chaos, do we?
But 29,618,300 crimes are committed, and only 0.79% of victims protected themselves with the use or threat of usage of a firearm, according to a study on www.vpc.org. But guns are also the leading cause of homicide at a 66.6% rate and suicide at a 52.2% rate. But go ahead and find a rebuttal for that one.
Actually, Gian Assam stopped a church shooting in Colorado, and Alton Nolan protected a clerk at his grocery store by shooting her with his private sidearm. A person with a gun and a level head can protect others. A poll that was done found that protection was the number one reason Americans give for wanting guns. If it makes people feel safer, why take it away?
Because no matter how safe it makes you feel, it doesn't actually make you safer. No matter how many arguments you give, the facts are in the numbers, and numbers don't lie. Of all the 62 mass shootings in American history, none have been stopped by a civilian with a gun. But guess who they were all started by? A civilian with a gun.
Making stricter gun laws will not stop criminals from obtaining them and doing what they please. Criminals don't follow laws, so what's to say they won't still get one? 37.4% of state prison inmates who used, carried, or possessed a firearm when they committed the crime for which they were serving a prison sentence obtained the gun from a friend or family member. In 2014, Chicago had 2,089 shooting victims, including at least 390 murders. Approximately 50,000 guns were recovered by the police in Chicago between 2001 and March of 2012. The guns came from all 50 states, and more than half came from outside of Illinois.
It would make it a whole lot harder for criminals to obtain guns if we made gun laws stricter. Most illegal guns are coming from Mexico, and if we stopped them from coming from there, I think everything would be a whole lot more effective. Did you know that the Second Amendment wasn't even geared towards civilians? It was written so that militias could be armed. Our founding fathers had no intention of civilians having guns. They have protected America by the militia, an army, and police, which are the only groups that should have guns, in my opinion, because they are the only people that are trained to have them.
That amendment was drawn up when America was under tyranny rule by King George. If it's taken away from citizens now, aren't we putting ourselves in the same position we were in, but now our own government is replacing the king's rule? 57% of people surveyed by Pew Research in February 2013 said that gun control laws would give too much power to the government over our people. Our founding fathers had lived under the tyranny of King George, and they wanted to make sure that these free people in this new country would never be subjected again and have to live under tyranny.
So what do you think this is going to cause? This isn't taking away our rights. It's making us a lot safer and life a whole lot easier for everyone involved. Law enforcement officers should have guns to protect civilians. Civilians don't need to take on the role of protector when police officers go through extensive training to do what they do. Don't think that just because you have a gun that you're automatically protect everyone. You aren't a superhero. In most cases, when you add a gun to a hostage or illegal situation, it makes the situation a lot more deadly and dangerous.
So what about hunting? That's considered a sport. It should just be thrown out. Why don't we go ahead and outlaw football too then?
Killing things for your own personal enjoyment is sick in my opinion, and I don't think another thing's life should be used as a sport.
Most people will make food out of what they kill. It isn't just for fun.
But you can also buy that food from a store. You don't need it to survive like we did back when the Second Amendment was written. We don't need it now, and it's pointless and honestly cruel in my opinion.
Okay, but who's going to kill the food in the stores?
Farmers, just like they do now. They don't go hunt wild deer for just living their life. They raise cows and farms specifically for that purpose. I personally think it's sick and cruel and honestly disgusting how people kill innocent animals and call it a sport. But we've gotten off topic. Let's go back to the whole guns take away our democracy spiel you were going on.
The government taking away one right just opens the door for them to take other rights one by one. And before you know it, we aren't a democracy anymore. It's in our Constitution for a reason. If the Constitution didn't have any meaning, our country wouldn't be based around it.
So you think that if the military came in with military-grade weapons and tried to take away our rights, our little itty-bitty shotguns would stop them? I'm not saying that our other rights don't matter. I'm just saying that we should have our guns taken, or I'm saying that for our protection, we should have our guns taken away. It is irrational, and you're using the slippery slope tactic leading to an irrational outcome. It makes no sense. It's illogical to think that because our guns are gone, that the government will somehow be triggered to go on this rampage and take away all of our other rights. We are still a democracy without guns. The fact that we don't have guns doesn't change if we're a democracy or not. We still have to vote on things getting changed. Taking away guns doesn't make us any less of a democracy. We still have security systems, alarms, police, and other means to protect ourselves. Violence doesn't solve violence.
I see your opinion, but I can tell that we aren't going to come into any kind of agreement anytime soon. So I think we should just end it here. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Madison. And thanks for listening to us bicker back and forth for 10 minutes.